So we've been doing this series leading up to Exponential, the conference, and the name of the conference, Exponential on the Verge, really highlighting apostolic movements, missional communities, and you know, leading up to it, we've been asking what are the seven really questions, what are the burning questions that people are asking? And I know you've gotten a lot of these questions. You know, one of the questions we've been getting is kind of revolves around leadership. And the question is, how would you train a missional leader? How do you train missional community leaders as you're trying to engage them in the mission of God?
Yep. Well, first line of training is to actually model, you know, the behavior. So within our church here, or what we help other churches do, is to identify some existing leaders you have in your church that tend to be on the more incarnational end. They're probably really good with people outside the church. They have some gifting and hospitality. They have the ability to have a whole host of different types of people in their home, and they can kind of model an integrated environment. So that's where we start. And that's a dilemma, because a lot of pastors have grown up in Bible school and in seminary and have, you know, kind of honestly admitted they don't really know how to relate with people. So, you know, if that's the case in an existing church, we ask the pastor to go, you know, on the mission with the people, not as a leader, but just to say, hey, I'm going to try and learn this too. And I think just as long as that leader's in the process, they can still influence their people as long as they don't act like they're the experts. Second thing we do is that we get all of our leaders together, and we constantly talk about what it means to actually lead a missions community. So just like you were, you know, train a small community to go overseas on mission, we actually take the same approach here locally, even within our existing churches. So we try to give our best, you know, training and time to our leaders, and sometimes we're teaching them, you know, pastoral gifting. Sometimes we're teaching them issues about how to engage culture. A lot of times we're processing through, you know, the formation of community. What's that look like? What's that feel like? But I think the modeling and drawing people into an experience is always the best way of leadership, as opposed to a cognitive training and then, you know, send them off, God bless you type of idea.
Yeah, that's good.